Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is side two of For the Record program number 415, titled Election Preview, the GOP Altaqua Connection Reviewed. This is being recorded on June 30th of 2003. My name's Dave Emery, and let's proceed with the second side of the broadcast. We're talking about Talat Atman, and we're talking about the fact that he was the director of Harkin Energy, part of the BCCI milieu, and is also connected with the Republican GOP ethnic outreach milieu, and through that to Altaqua and Al-Qaeda. We're reviewing articles from past broadcasts, and although all of these have been in past programs, they have not been assembled into a single whole before, and these are articles that stretch over a number of different months. By the way, three very important articles by Kevin Coogan dealing with Altaqua are on the Oracle Syndicate website. That's at oraclesyndicate.org, and or you can simply do a Google search on Kevin Coogan's name. K-E-V-I-N is his first name, C-O-O-G-A-N, and you'll get to the articles. One of those is the mysterious Ahmed Huber, friend to Hitler, Allah, and Bin Laden, question mark. Also, Ahmed Huber, the Avalon Gemeinschaft and the Swiss New Right, and a report on the Altaqua on the Altaqua and far right. Report on Altaqua and the Islamist far right connection. Anyway, three articles by Kevin Coogan, which will flesh out your understanding of the Altaqua milieu. This should not be misunderstood as constituting endorsement on Mr. Coogan's part of the working hypothesis presented in the For the Record programs about September 11th. Or related matters, but this is simply to recommend those articles as first-rate research on this particular aspect of the mosaic that I've been hammering together. Now, turning to For the Record 356, remember Talat Atman and his principal role as a founder of the Islamic Institute, which directly connects the Republican Party's power structure to the Altaqua, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas funding links. As we're going to see, Treasury Secretary O'Neill went to bat on behalf of these interests. This article is from the Wall Street Journal of April 18th, 2002. It's by Glenn R. Simpson with Roger Thurow. O'Neill met Muslim activists tied to charities, unquote. Among the Muslim leaders attending the meeting with O'Neill was Talat Atman, a longtime associate and supporter of President Bush's family, who gave a benediction at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia in August of 2000. But Atman also serves with Barzinji, that's Jamal Barzinji, a member of the board of directors of the Norquist Islamic Institute. Jamal Barzinji also linked to the World Assembly of Muslim Youth and to the Altaqua milieu. But he, Atman, also serves with Jamal Barzinji, again, of the Islamic Institute and Altaqua, on the board of Amana Mutual Funds Trust, an investment firm founded by M. Yaqub Mirza, the Northern Virginia businessman who set up most of the entities targeted by the Treasury on March 20th, 2002, and whose tax records were sought in the raid, unquote. Skipping down. The case also highlights conflicts between the Bush administration's domestic political goals and its war on terror. GOP officials began courting the U.S. Muslim community intensely in the late 1990s, seeking to add that ethnic bloc to the party's political base, unquote. Skipping down, Bruce Zagaras, an asset forfeiture lawyer who represents clients in similar cases, said a meeting between Treasury officials and anyone who might be associated with an entity under investigation is very unusual. Quote, "It's virtually impossible to arrange such a meeting, especially with the Treasury Secretary," Mr. Zagaras said. Quote, "It's very difficult to even get phone calls returned." Unquote. And later, two nonprofits affiliated with Mr. Mirza and named in the 3/20/2002 search warrant, the SAR Foundation Incorporated and the Heritage Education Trust Incorporated, held large blocks of shares in Amana's mutual funds in 1997, according to SEC records. The SEC documents and other records detailing connections between Mr. Atman and the Islamic Institute, on the board of which Mr. Atman serves, and which I would add parenthetically, of which he was the co-founder or a founding director, and the raided groups, beginning again, the SEC documents and other records detailing connections between Mr. Otman and the Islamic Institute, on the board of which Mr. Otman serves, and the raided groups, were compiled by the National Security News Service, a Washington-based nonprofit research group, unquote. And speaking of the some of the areas of overlap between this milieu and al-Taqwa, now again, of Harkin Energy and Bush associate Talat Otman, Mr. Otman also was on the board of Mr. Safouri's and Norquist's Islamic Institute, the GOP-leaning group that received $20,000 from the Safa Trust, one of the raid's targets. The president of the Safa Trust, Jamal Barzinji, is a former business associate of Switzerland-based investor Youssef Nada, whose assets were frozen last fall after the Treasury designated him a person suspected of giving aid to terrorists. So note that there is at least one, there is one of the elements, I should say, of the al-Taqwa Islamic Institute, and through that to the GOP in the milieu of the Bush administration, is present in that particular passage. Again, the president of the Safa Trust, Jamal Barzinji, and a former director along with Talat Otman of the Islamic Institute. Jamal Barzinji is a former business associate of Youssef Nada. Continuing with these links, Mr. Otman has ties to the Bush family going back to the 1980s when he served with George W. Bush on the board of a Texas petroleum firm, Harkin Oil and Gas Incorporated. Mr. Otman has visited the White House during the administrations of both President Bush and his father, George H.W. Bush, unquote. And then quoting from Mother Jones Magazine of September and October of 1992, this again from For the Record 356, Mind Jihad, Part 4, more about Talat Otman, his links to the BCCI milieu, and the history linking that with an earlier intelligence and narcotics money laundering milieu, that of the or organization. I use the word milieu too much, but there aren't a lot of substitutes for it when you think about it. But anyway, the BCCI milieu was derived in considerable measure from the milieu of the Nugenhan Bank, and one of the connections linking those two milieu with the overlapped milieu of George Bush is Talat Otman and his milieu. Anyway, quoting now, but seriously, folks, quoting now from Bush Family Values, The Bush Clan's Family Business by Stephen Pizzo, from Mother Jones, issue of September and October of 1992, of Talat Otman, BCCI, Nugenhan, and Company, we read, Harkin Energy was formed in 1973 by two oil men who would benefit from a successful covert effort to destabilize Australia's Labor Party government, which has attempted to shut out foreign oil exploration. A decade later, Harkin was sold to a new investment group headed by New York attorney Alan G. Quasha, a partner in the firm of Quasha, Wesley, and Schneider. William Quasha, Alan's father, had also given legal advice to two top officials of the notorious Nugenhan Bank in Australia, a CIA operation. After the sale of Harkin Energy in 1983, Alan Quasha became a director and chairman of the board. Under Quasha, Harkin suddenly absorbed Junior's struggling Spectrum 7 in 1986. And skipping down, Sheikh Abdallah Baksh, in turn, was a business associate of BCCI frontman Gayit Faron, and he brought a chunk of Harkin stock and placed he bought a chunk of Harkin stock and placed his representative Talat Otman on Harkin Energy's board of directors. So again, the Gayit Faron Talat Otman connection and the Abdullah Baksh Talat Otman connection. Sheikh Abdullah Baksh, in turn, was a business associate of BCCI frontman Gayit Faron. He bought a chunk of Harkin's stock and placed his representative Talat Otman on Harkin's board of directors. By the way, Alan Quasha and Talat Otman, as looked at in For the Record program 368, in turn accessing an article from the front page of the L.A. Times for Friday, July 12th of 2002, revealed that Alan Quasha and Talat Otman were also on the audit committee that made the funky Aloha Petroleum deal in which George Bush profited handsomely. That deal very similar to the Enron organizations and altogether illicit. So that's another interesting point of operational connections between Talat Altman and Alan Quasha of Nugent Hand Heritage and the goings-on of George Bush. Turning now once again to an article, yet another article, I should say, this from For the Record Program 357. This also is from the Wall Street Journal. This is an article, Funds Under Terror Probe Flowed from Offshore, by Glenn R. Simpson with Michael M. Phillips, again from the Wall Street Journal of March 22, 2002. And talking about the March 20th, 2002 Green Quest raids, which had taken place 2 days before. A recent Wall Street Journal article describes some of the organizations that were targeted in the 320th 2002 raids, which again targeted institutions heavily overlapped with the Republican Party. These include Altaqua Management, a recently liquidated Swiss company the U.S. government believes acted as a banker for Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Two people affiliated with the companies and charities are linked by records to entities already designated as terrorist by the U.S. government. Hisham Al-Talib, who served as an officer of SAR, the International Institute of Islamic Thought, and Safa Trust Incorporated, another Mirza charity during the 1970s, was an officer of firms run by Youssef M. Nada, records show. Mr. Nada is a Switzerland-based businessman whose assets have been frozen by the U.S. for alleged involvement in terrorist financing and is alleged by U.S. officials to be a key figure in the Altaqua network. Jamal Barzinji, an officer of Mr. Mirza's company, Marjak, and other entities, also was involved with Mr. Nada's companies in the 1970s, according to bank documents from Liechtenstein. A message was left yesterday from Mr. Barzinji at his address in Herndon, Virginia. Mr. Barzinji and Mr. Talib live across the street from each other, and a third business associate of Mr. Nada, Ali Galeb Himat, who also has been designated by the Treasury as aiding terrorism, is listed as an official of the Geneva branch of another charity operated by Mr. Mirza, the International Islamic Charitable Organization. By the way, we're looking at a dizzying tangle of names and institutions here, and this was obviously meant to a considerable extent, to be deliberately confusing. These are institutions that not only overlap each other in terms of interlocking directorate, they have often the same or adjacent addresses, the same P.O. box, and many of the same people, some of the same attorneys, and in turn, these are institutions that have multiple fronts that exist in many of the offshore tax havens, such as the Cayman Islands, Channel Islands, of course, Switzerland and others, and what we're looking at here, I've described in the past as an Islamo-fascist Enron, and indeed some of the same types of institutions exist in the Enron scandal as well. Not meaning the targets of Green Quest here, but those same some of the same business-related and petroleum and energy-related interests, and in turn the offshore illicit corporate fronts and tech money laundering institutions that have basically simply served to siphon off a lot of capital. Most recently in For the Record Program 412, we took a look at the role of those in not only the political economy, but the global economy as well, the role, that is to say, of tax havens. Now, an article which sums up the many institutions that overlap in the targets of the March 20th 2002 Green Quest raids, and again, I want to cite three articles by Kevin Coogan about Altaqua and related elements of the mysterious Ahmed Huber. Ahmed Huber, the Avalon Gemeinschaft and the Swiss New Right, and a report on the Altaqua Islamist Far Right Connection. That's not the precise title of it, but there are three articles that can be found at Oracle Syndicate. .org. That's one word, OracleSyndicate.org. And then you can type in one of those articles or just to Google, do a Google search on Kevin Coogan's name and you'll find the articles. That, again, should not be misinterpreted as constituting support on Kevin's part or endorsement on Kevin's part for the working hypothesis presented in the For the Record series on September 11th. Now, turning to a very important article that appeared on the front page of the Washington Post on October 7th of 2002, this talks about the targets of the Operation Green Quest raids. Now, when one hears the discussion here, bear in mind that this directly overlaps the milieu of the Republican Party, its ethnic outreach organization, and the Bush administration. So what we're talking about here is what George Bush basically is part of, and this obviously is something that is an altogether legitimate issue in the campaign. By the way, the links between the Operation Green Quest raids, the Sami al-Aryan suit, and the suit against the Saudi elite is discussed in For the Record 406, among other programs. That's an interview with John Loftus. He was the man, basically, who precipitated the law, the 320th 2002 Green Quest raids, which in turn precipitated the lawsuit against the Saudi elite, and he's acting as an intelligence advisor for that ongoing lawsuit. This is an article from the Washington Post, U.S. Trails Virginia Muslim Money and Ties by Douglas Farah and John Mintz of the Washington Post from October 7th of 2002, and this is available at WashingtonPost.com. 6 months after they raided the Northern Virginia headquarters of some of the nation's most respected Muslim leaders, federal agents say they are pursuing a trail of intriguing clues in a top priority search for evidence of tax evasion and financial ties to terrorists. Federal and European investigators say that several lines of inquiry have emerged from their review of documents and computer files they carted off in a dozen panel trucks from offices and homes affiliated with the Herndon-based SAR Foundation, a tightly knit cluster of prominent Muslim groups founded by wealthy Saudis. One avenue of investigation is the alleged transfer of millions of dollars from the SAR network to two overseas bankers who have been designated by the U.S. government as terrorist financiers. Another is the network official's history of ties to the militant Muslim Brotherhood. So again, what is not stressed in this particular article past a point, in fact it's barely mentioned, but bear in mind that in this article, nonetheless very important, you're hearing about the milieu that overlaps the Republican Party and the Bush administration, and, in addition, Al-Qaeda, Al-Taqwa, and Hamas, among other institutions. One avenue of investigation is the alleged transfer of millions of dollars from the SAR network to two overseas bankers who have been designated by the U.S. government as terrorist financiers. You'll hear about those in a second. Another is the network official's history of ties to the militant Muslim Brotherhood. And of the connection of the Al-Raji family, one of the most prominent members of the Saudi elite, or prominent elements of the Saudi elite, and the Al-Taqwa SAR Foundation milieu, we read, a third part of the investigation concerns a key mystery, whether an astonishing $1.8 billion in gifts passed through the SAR Foundation in a single year, 1998. SAR leaders reported that sum on a tax form, but later said it was a clerical error. And again, if I sound a little corny when I describe this as an Islamo-fascist Enron, it's really a pretty good comparison. SAR leaders reported that sum on a tax form, but later said it was a clerical error. Agents are struggling to sort through and translate rooms full of documents, many in Arabic, and are chasing leads in 17 countries. U.S. officials call the investigation one of the highest priorities of Operation Green Quest, the U.S. Customs Service task force formed after the September 11th attacks to wage a financial war on terror. The probe is part of a global crackdown the U.S. government has launched to stem the funding of terror groups since September 11th, 2001. That crackdown has targeted a number of large Muslim charities both here and abroad. The SAR network consists of more than 100 Muslim think tanks, charities, and companies, many of which are linked by overlapping boards of directors, shared offices, and the circular movement of money, according to tax forms and federal investigators. The network, named for Suleiman Abdul Aziz Raji, the patriarch of the Saudi family that funded it, gives to charities, invests in companies, and sponsors research, all with the goal of fostering the growth of Islam. The SAR Foundation officially dissolved in December of 2000, and many of its functions were taken over by another group, Safa Trust, run by many of the same people. Then touching on the Florida lawsuit against Sami al-Aryan that precipitated the 320-2002 raids, and in turn the links to Al-Qaeda and Al-Taqwa, Government officials say the investigation of the SAR groups, which began with a probe of anti-Israel activists in Florida in 1996 and intensified after the September 11th attacks, has not traced money from the SAR entities to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. But U.S. and European investigators say that they have uncovered information in the Bahamas and Europe that in recent years some SAR entities' funds have moved to two men, Youssef Nada and Ahmed Idris Nasreddin, designated by the United States as terrorist financiers. And again, it has been alleged by Treasury that Al-Taqwa was of assistance to Al-Qaeda after September 11th, but as far as directly linking linking SAR to Al-Taqwa, not necessarily, but it is linked to people who are linked to Al-Taqwa. And again, Youssef Nada and Ahmed Idris Nasreddin of the Al-Taqwa milieu. Turning now to more of discussion of the P2 links to the Al-Taqwa milieu, and again the Banco del Gotardo outcropping, so to speak, of this milieu, looks out on Italy, looks out on the milieu of the P2, looks out on the milieu of the Vatican banking scandals, and that in turn overlaps not only Silvio Berlusconi's milieu, but also the elements we're talking about here. Continuing. The funds moved through two offshore banks in the Bahamas that the pair controlled, officials said. Let me go back and read the last sentence. But U.S. and European investigators say they have uncovered information of the Bahamas and Europe that in recent years, some SAR entities' funds have moved to two men, Youssef Nada and Ahmed Idris Nasreddin, designated by the United States as terrorist financiers. The funds moved through two offshore banks in the Bahamas that the pair controlled, officials said. The institution's bank, Al-Taqwa, and Akita Bank Private Limited, have been designated conduits for terrorist funds by the U.S. Treasury Department. In recent months, they were shut down by Bahamian authorities under U.S. pressure. In an August report, Treasury said that the banks, quote, have been involved in financing radical groups, unquote, including Hamas and Al-Qaeda, both before and after the September 11th attacks. Bank Al-Taqwa and Akita Bank were described by the Treasury Department on August 29th as shell companies that were, quote, not functional banking institutions. By the way, I note that Treasury Secretary O'Neill, who was still Secretary of the Treasury when this article was published on October 7th of 2002, and who was the official that Talat Otman had the official to whom Talat Otman had unusual access, I would note that Paul O'Neill was out by the following December, 2 months after this article was published. After talking about the Treasury allegations, Nada and Nasreddin said they have done nothing wrong and pointed out that thousands of businesses use offshore havens like the Bahamas. In March, Nada told reporters he is a legitimate businessman and has never funded terror. Nasreddin could not be reached for comment, but his Geneva-based lawyer, Pierfelici Barchi, said in May that his client has no links to terror and abhors violence. By the way, Pierfelici Barchi strongly connected to the Banco del Gotardo, the Swiss subsidiary of the former Banco Ambrosiano. He, in turn, is Youssef Nada's lawyer. He also handles the Swiss investments for Silvio Berlusconi. Good discussion of that, and for the record, 377 and 378. Lucy Commissar, by the way, has written very good articles about this milieu. Those are discussed, and for the record, 357, 359, and 387. Articles from In These Times and Salon Magazine, both from March 15th of 2002, have some excellent articles by Lucy about the Del Gotardo and Al-Taqwa connections. Again, a very informative interview with Lucy Commissar, for the record, 387. Continuing with this article, and more about the SAR Al-Taqwa link, U.S. officials say they believe that the SAR network moved a total of about $20 million to offshore accounts, much of it through Bank Al-Taqwa and Akita Bank to Nada and Nasreddin firms. But because of the complex nature of the wire transfers, which sent money through myriad accounts, officials say they have had difficulty tracking SAR entities' money around the world. In 1998, for example, SAR moved $9 million to the Humana Charitable Trust, which a SAR tax form said was based in the tax haven of the Isle of Man. U.S. investigators say they found no evidence that that trust existed. Panama, another tax haven, was also the destination of millions of dollars. Looking at their finances, one U.S. official involved in the probe said, is like looking into a black hole. Again, an Islamo-fascist Enron. Much about the SAR entities remains in dispute, including the reported $1.8 billion in gifts in 1998. For years, the foundation operated on annual budgets of about $1.5 million. Then it reported on its 2000 tax form, by the way, that's the year before 2001, that it had taken in $1.8 billion in contributions 2 years earlier. U.S. officials say that they believe the reference to $1.8 billion was no mistake. We're still looking at it as a real transaction, a U.S. official said, but investigators acknowledge that they haven't found evidence that sums of that size course through the network. Then, of the Al-Taqwa links to the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, I'd note that Youssef Nader was alleged by Egyptian intelligence to have worked for Admiral Wilhelm Canaris of the Abwehr, Third Reich military intelligence, in World War II. That discussed in For the Record 343, and some of the articles by Kevin Coogan, including report on Al-Taqwa, Islamist Al-Taqwa and the New Right, or the Far Right. This particular article from the Washington Post continues about the SAR, Al-Taqwa Muslim Brotherhood link, and again, bear in mind that this links directly to the GOP, to its ethnic outreach organization, George Bush, Talat Otman, Grover Norquist, and Karl Rove, and that's why I'm reading this. Another focus of the probe is the SAR leader's link to the Muslim Brotherhood, a 74-year-old group which is under investigation by European and Middle Eastern governments for its alleged support of radical Islamic and terrorist groups. For decades, the Brotherhood has been a wellspring of radical Islamic activity. By the way, it was also allied with Nazi Germany and fascist Italy and drew a fair amount of its operational and some of its ideological inspiration from those entities. By the way, that discussed in For the Record Program 343 in considerable detail. Continuing. For decades, the Brotherhood has been a wellspring of radical Islamic activity. Hamas, the militant Palestinian group, is an offshoot of it. European officials are particularly interested in the Brotherhood's ties to leading neo-Nazis, including the Swiss Holocaust denier Ahmed Huber. A number of central figures in the SAR network, including Raji, were for decades involved in the Brotherhood where they befriended Nada, said representatives, and friends of the SAR officials. The one-time radicalism of SAR network members has mellowed since they moved to the United States, SAR associates said. Nada, 73, a native of Egypt, has been one of the Brotherhood's leading figures for years, and European officials say his network of banks and companies, including Bank Al-Taqwa and Akita Bank, are intimately tied to the Brotherhood. European officials say the two banks handled tens of millions of dollars for the Brotherhood over the years. A wealthy construction magnat, Nada controls firms across Europe and the Arab world. Nasreddin, of Ethiopian descent, operates a business empire intertwined with Nada's out of Milan. Founded in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood has over the decades helped stir a revival in Islamic pride and militant opposition to secular Arab regimes. Governments in Egypt, Syria, and Iraq have harshly cracked down on the group since the 1950s. Skipping down, investigators say they have also uncovered numerous ties between SAR entities and Bank Al-Taqwa. Samir Salah, a founder of the Safa Trust, SAR's successor, and an officer of other SAR companies, helped establish Bank Al-Taqwa in the Bahamas in the mid-1980s, according to a Treasury document. In a letter to the Washington Post, Salah said he had no role with the bank. Ibrahim Hasabala, another officer of some SAR-related companies, also helped set up Bank Al-Taqwa in the Bahamas, according to the document. Skipping down. Terrorist specialists say the significance of the SAR network is that it could offer wealthy Persian Gulf financiers a circuitous route for money they don't want traced. And that, of course, is one of the sticky wickets here. Skipping down, the SAR operations are run by approximately 15 Middle Eastern and Pakistani men, a number of whom live in two-story homes on adjoining lots in Herndon that were developed by one of their affiliated firms in 1987. SAR representatives say most were born into devout Muslim families and some fell under the sway of the Muslim Brotherhood. In the 1960s and 70s, funded largely by Persian Gulf and particularly Saudi money, the men who would later form the SAR network fled their homelands amid crackdowns on the Brotherhood. And again, this milieu that is inextricably linked with that of Bush and the GOP. That concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 415, Presidential Preview, review of the Altaqua GOP connection. This is being recorded on June 30th of 2003. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.